Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Before I go any farther, look at this next word, verse number 14. But, let's stop right there. That hit me this week, again, as I'm studying, Jesus giving them compliments, but. The word but, B-U-T, is a conjunction. Now, I went to Auburn High School, but I looked it up. It's a conjunction, okay? And it almost always indicates that whatever follows, when you see that word but, whatever follows, it's always opposite. Almost always opposite. In other words, you're telling us it happens in our conversations. We know so-and-so, he's such a good person, but. And then here comes the bad stuff. We do that all the time. Oh, he's such a great guy. But. Oh, now the rest of the story. Well, it's also true in God's word. A couple of verses I thought about. For the wages of sin is death. But now that goes the other way. That's the positive. Again, but you see, it introduces another thought. It's completely opposite. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And then talks about God commended his love to us, but while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So many things with that word, but it changes. In Ephesians chapter number 2, it talks about but God. I think that's verse number 5. It lists us as we're just awful, awful people. I think it's verse 5, but God. Thank Lord for that word, but God. And so he had turned it around in verse number 14, but I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam. Who is there them? Who is there them? Well, they're in Pergamos in that church. The them is those people in that church that now are clinging to the doctrine of Balaam. And many of you know about the doctrine of Balaam and what Balaam was all about. By the word, the word Balaam in Hebrew literally means not of the people. Not of the people. Nicolaitans, the word Nikos in the Greek literally means to conquer the people. So they're very similar in meaning, but yet in Balaam, we know the story of Balaam. We find it in Numbers chapter 22. You don't have to turn there. I have it marked somewhere in my Bible. In Genesis chapter number 22, remember the story where Balak sent for Balaam to curse the people of Israel, and you remember the story, and I love this. I marked it for this one verse. Chapter number 22, Balaam's riding on a donkey. Let me read this. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, remember the angel of the Lord standing in the road, she, the donkey, thrust herself unto the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall, and he smote her again, just beating that donkey. And the angel of the Lord went further and stood in a narrow place, and there was no way to turn either to the right hand or the left. So you can picture it. Here, Balaam on this donkey. Will you go, you stubborn donkey? You know, go, go. And he ain't going nowhere because this. That donkey was smarter than most of us Baptist people. They saw the end of that, you know, I'm going to wait and listen to what's being said. Anyway, and when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she fell down under Balaam. We used to have a horse that did that. We used to live out in Altursa off of Cowpen Road. We had a horse sometimes, and people aren't going to tell, just all of a sudden, it was a good horse, and all of a sudden that horse just falls down on you. You had to get up and get up out of that. Well, that's what this donkey did. Fell down up under Balaam, and Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote the ass with a staff. Literally, he got so fiery mad, he was beating her for her. Now he's just whopping her, just tearing her up. And the angel of the Lord and the Lord opened the mouth of the ass, and she, the donkey, said unto Balaam, what have I done unto thee that thou hast smitten me these three times? And Balaam said unto the ass, because thou hast mocked me. To me, that's one of the funniest passages in all of Scripture. Can you imagine this donkey? He's been beaten, then the donkey just replied, why are you beating me? And instead of Balaam, you know, this wasn't Mr. Ed. Remember Mr. Ed? You know, horse is a horse, of course. Mr. Ed, this is way before Mr. Ed. Oh, I shouldn't have said that, but these crazy things go in my mind. You know what I'm talking about, okay? He started talking. If that was me, I probably either would have done two things. I would have run as fast as I can, or I would have grabbed that donkey. We're going to make $1 million, you know. Instead, Balaam started talking back to him like it was nothing. Balaam said, because you mocked me. Why are you beating me? Because you mocked. Can you imagine talking to a donkey? But anyway, to me, it's one of the funniest passages in all of Scripture. Anyway, you know the rest of the story. He goes on to, God tells Balaam, don't you curse Israel. You're not going to curse Israel. You know the rest of the story. Balak said, what can we do? He tried to curse him 3 times, couldn't curse Israel. He says, but I tell you what you can do. Balak was the king of the Moabites. He said, if you get your women to marry the Israelite men and kind of intermingle, their heart will be turned from God and be turned to the false idols. Are you following? So that was the doctrine of literally of Balaam in a nutshell. You can't curse them, but you can corrupt them. That's why the church at Pergamos was a compromising church. And so many churches today fit that category. They're compromising churches. You know, you can't curse God, but boy, you sure can compromise. Are you following? The sin of Pergamos was the toleration of evil, of worldly standards that had crept into their fellowship. The reason, remember, and I mentioned this here last week, and it was so even so more there in Pergamos, they built that temple to Zeus. Again, it was one of the ancient wonders of the world. We talked about last week there had that temple of Diana. That was this ancient wonder of the world. Well, the temple of Zeus is the other ancient wonder of the world. And they would, the pagans would have these Christians go in there and they would take a pinch of incense and have to take it to the altar of Zeus, sprinkle it on the altar of Zeus, and also they had a temple for Caesar that said Caesar is Lord. And they would take them there, and if you just put a pinch of incense on there and say that Caesar is Lord, then you could go your way and do what you want to do. And obviously Antipas and others weren't doing that. And so we see that a little pinch of this stuff, it's okay, ain't it? Just you can go on and do what you want to do. It won't hurt. A little bit of leaven won't hurt you. Are you following where we're going with in the church? People get a little bit ain't going to hurt this church. Oh, really? I'm fearful for what our grandchildren are going to be facing in their generation in churches. To see what has happened in my generation, how churches have gone from, in just a decade or two, how they've gone from you know, most churches now, a lot of churches now aren't even having Sunday night services. They don't have Wednesday night services. For whatever reason, now they have one service on Sunday. And I'm just saying, things have gone that direction. They brought crazy music into the church. Now they have to have smoke and mirrors, you know, all the smoke light and the lights and to draw all the... Are y'all following? Again, I'm not being critical. Yeah, I am too. I'm trying to be nice to people. But anyway, this is what... instead of the church going into the world has come into the church. And they've tried to make it attractive to bring people in. And they've tried to please people. Well, my question is, why not please God? And that's what's happened here at the Church of Pergamos. I have these things against you. You hold the doctrine of Balaam, that compromising, how he compromised and told the Israel people would come and marry. It ain't going to hurt. Well, we saw what happened. Instead, we need to be a holy people, separated. We need to be different. We're not to be like them. That does not mean we don't minister to them and talk to them and go where they are, you know, go out into the world, but we're not to be of the world. Follow? And the people at Pergamos, well, they held to the doctrine of Balaam. They thought, man, this is a great thing. So they held to that. And then, not only that, we see that was the people's perverseness, the accusation. And then we see in verse number 15, the priestly power.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.